Well, in this slide and the next few slides, we're going to examine the drawbacks of using an ERP suite in the retail sector. So the major problem areas in the existing enterprise applications in retail include: the very first is the outdated architecture, followed by the limited scope of ERP, followed by high maintenance costs, followed by integration and scalability problems, and the increased risk to business. So each of these requires a detailed explanation. So in the subsequent slides, we will go ahead and discuss each at length. The first being the outdated architecture. So most of the legacy enterprise applications in retail have an outdated architecture that is inflexible and rigid. So this means that many of the applications are, you can say, outdated or obsolete. The architecture itself, meaning the number or the structure of applications, the versions of applications and so on, have become obsolete. This inflexibility and rigidity pose a challenge to the business efficiency. The lack of flexibility prevents the legacy software to be used with the contemporary products available in the market that may add muscle to the retail operations. So what happens is basically a support or probably a plugin, if it works in Cognizance, it will provide a positive thrust, but this is not happening because the legacy systems do not work with the contemporary products. Today's business environment demands real-time adaptability from the software systems. So many places this has become a real drawback because the flexibility or the adaptability aspects are not available due to the systems being obsolete. The next being limited scope. This is the next drawback. Most of the legacy systems were designed to take care of specific problems, tasks, and as a result, lacked an enterprise-wide approach to the problem-solving process. So they were basically functioning in separate silos. They were only addressing a few key areas, but were missing out on an organization-wide approach. This makes such systems unsuitable for use in the contemporary business environment that is highly competitive in nature. Modern businesses require an enterprise-wide approach to retail management process, and legacy systems basically fall short of such a requirement. The third element, or the third drawback, sorry, is the high maintenance costs. Legacy information systems are costly to maintain. The cost component is high because such systems are no longer used in the industry and require specialized personnel for maintenance purposes. So let us say if some software crash occurs in a legacy system, then you won't find people who can repair that particular software. Moreover, the maintenance cost of legacy systems keeps on increasing with the passage of time. The older an information system is, the higher are its associated maintenance costs to be borne by the retail business. The next problem is associated with the integration and scalability. Legacy software does not allow addition and integration of new applications. The reason is because the programming is done in such manner that it is not, it does not talk or interface with the newer applications. The problem associated with this is that it prevents such systems from scaling up, that is, getting upgraded or integrating with similar systems used by associates or business partners. For example, if you consider Walmart, which is a huge or a giant retail organization, it will have hundreds or thousands of business partners which operate along with it in similar operations. So if Walmart, let us say, now of course it does not have a legacy or an obsolete retail software, but many of the retail outlets, if they do have such, then it is difficult for them to interact with the software applications that their business partners possess. Such integration and scalability problems tend to multiply as the size and scope of retail operations increases. The next drawback element is that of increased risk to the business. A combination of old and new information systems make the whole system susceptible to failure or crash. So if the system is not integrated in a proper manner, if the logic is not correctly wired, so what happens is disparate programs create the system to crash. The system can throw errors or exceptions because the programming or the plugins are not done well. The heterogeneity, now the systems are not homogeneous because they are not integrated in a proper manner. So the heterogeneity in the system is the primary cause of risk. So just imagine a large corporation having disparate platforms, like some systems work on Windows, some work on Linux, some work on Unix, some work on Mac. So programs cannot interchange information. Some third party plugins are involved which might crash at times due to large amount of data being sent or some business logic throwing an exception and so on. The solution lies in a close-knit homogeneous information system that can integrate seamlessly with other such systems in real time while imparting the much needed stability to the whole system. So there is a need for a good amount of homogeneity. Homogeneity in simple terms means a uniformity or similar kind of systems which interact well with each other. Now let's take a look at the advantages of using a retail ERP suite. Let's first look at the primary advantages. The first being the retail specific components. Unlike a general ERP package, retail ERP suite offers retail centric components that are customized to meet the specific requirements of a retail organization in an effective and efficient manner. This makes a retail ERP suite much more suitable to meet specific requirements of a retail organization. So vis-a-vis a you can say generic application which only has very few features that can be used as they are by a retail organization, the retail suites offer applications which actually cater to the practical needs, to the practical problems, to the practical reports that need to be generated by the retail industry personnel. It has also got a segment specific expandability option, which is the next primary benefit or advantage. Within the retail sector, there is a wide variety of different segments that vary in their nature and scope of operations. A retail ERP package has provisions to meet the varying needs of the different segments within this particular sector. The next advantage is the support for the store system. Retail ERP suite offers support for the store systems that form the pivot of a retail business. In simpler terms, the retail business hinges around the store systems because the store systems are the ones which generate the actual revenue through the sale of goods, services and products. The critical functions include keeping track of the inventory, ordering and replenishment, loss prevention and task management. This makes retail ERP system suited to the specific needs of a retail organization. Now let's take a look at the secondary advantages of using a retail ERP suite. A good retail ERP system allows a high degree of customization and is easily scalable to attune itself to the size of the organization and its level and scope of operations. Such configuration and scalability prove to be a boon in managing the operations across an enterprise. This allows a retail ERP system to grow with the organization. The next advantage is that of phased implementation support. Modern retail ERP systems provide support for a phase-wise implementation, that is, implementation in simpler terms done in phases or in stages, not at one time. What benefit this feature provides is that it allows the software package to be implemented in a step-by-step incremental manner rather than one go. This makes the transition to an ERP package a lot easier. So what you can do is at each phase you can check the compatibility with the legacy systems, you can check the integration issues, you can check the implementation issues and so on, each done that is broken into various phases. This feature allows the users to acclimatize themselves to an ERP package that may initially seem complicated to use. So in this context, acclimatizing is nothing but getting used to. For example, if you are used to working on a legacy software for which you've been using for 10 years. So although the legacy software might not be actually in line with the current objectives of your organization, it might be obsolete, but you as a user might be a pro at it. So you might be proud to use this legacy software, and you will definitely resist if an ERP system is brought into place. So you need, you know, as a user, you need to be educated and you need to be informed and acclimatized to the software, which is the ERP one, which is being implemented. The next is the support for advanced functionality. Modern retail ERP systems provide support for advanced functionalities that are helpful in the decision-making process, such as formulating pricing strategies, merchandise planning, inventory optimization, and store execution. So these are some of the core functionalities or advanced ones which help the organizations in making critical decisions. The advanced functionalities help the users formulate business strategies to introduce efficiencies in the critical business processes. The top management in this context uses this feature to set the benchmarks and achieve the desired results. The next secondary advantage is the workflow automation and enterprise process management. Modern day retail ERP packages offer workflow automation and enterprise process management to make the workflow smooth and seamless across the entire enterprise. This allows the management to monitor and keep track of the workflow while also undertaking the enterprise process management, leading to identification and removal of any inconsistencies in the business process. The next advantage is that of technology and application integration. A good retail ERP system allows technology and application integration to allow a platform independent, seamless transfer of processes across different modules running on different technologies in an enterprise-wide environment that may include interaction with legacy systems and external entities such as the suppliers and customers. Such integration provides the critical enterprise view of to the management. So what we need to do is we need to develop a particular application which is holistic in nature, which actually is able to comply with all the regulations and able to connect with the different software applications which already exist. Now let's take a look at the disadvantages of using a retail ERP suite. Some of them quickly are discussed here. Lack of price differentiation, high installation costs, non-customized technical support, security concerns, low flexibility, situation misfit, limited scope for customization, complex usage. So some of these lead to a lot of problems, such as the situation misfit. So if the situation requires a lower level software and you're providing a software with a very high business logic, it may become too complex for the people to use. High restrictions. So the software is developed using certain norms or standards may have these. Weakest link problems. So any particular software which does not integrate can create this. High switching costs. So if you're moving from a legacy to this particular software, you will have to dismantle all the legacy softwares. There will be some period where there will be a lull, and you have to implement, so high implementation costs. Reduced departmental insulation. So here the departments will feel at risk. Requires total transparency. So the employees need to part with confidential information, be transparent in order to build such a system. Compatibility issues again with the legacy softwares, with the partner softwares, and many a times can be an overkill, that is much more functionalities added than required. Now let's take a look at the major retail ERP vendors and their products. The first being SAP, which is a worldwide name. They have got the product which is SAP for retail. The next being Oracle. Oracle's retail merchandising system, or ORMS, is quite famous worldwide. The Sage Group, which has got its Sage Pro ERP. Microsoft Dynamics, which provides the Microsoft Dynamics NAV. AL Data presents AL Data GOLD or Gold. The JDA software, which provides Portfolio Merchandise Management, or PMM for short. The Jesta IS, which provides the Vision Merchandising Suite. The NSB Group, which provides Connected Retailer Merchandising. Island Pacific, which uses the Island Pacific Merchandiser System, or IPMS. Tomax, which provides the Tomax Merchandising Management. GERS, which provides GERS Merchandising. Retalix, which provides Retalix HQ. Now let's take a look at the top four retail ERP solution providers, which include the following vendors with their respective software packages. First being the SAP, which we've seen as a part of the list, which provides the systems, applications and products in data processing. Next being the Oracle, which provides ORMS, the Sage Group and Microsoft Dynamics. Let's look at the first one which we had enlisted in the previous slide, which is the SAP. So SAP is a major global player in the ERP domain based in Germany and commands around 30% of the global market share of the ERP solutions. Its product SAP for retail is aimed at the retail market and provides retail ERP solutions to the retail sector. We also discuss in brief some of the advantages and disadvantages of this particular retail ERP vendor. So SAP has a long list of comprehensive features. It has universal standards developed. It has a good amount of scalability and a good amount of customization or flexibility. The associated disadvantages of this product include the high costs and the high amount of training, or a lot of training which is required. The next vendor is Oracle. Oracle is a global IT company based in the US that provides various software solutions including DBMS, ERP software, CRM software and SCM software. Oracle provides a retail ERP called as the Oracle Retail Merchandising System, or in short ORMS. This is special or exclusive for the retail sector. Let's quickly enlist the advantages and disadvantages. Advantages include superior networking features, and cost effectiveness. The associated disadvantages include lack of compatible systems and resource equipment. The next major retail ERP vendor is the Sage Group. This group is a UK-based IT firm that provides software solutions in payroll, accounting, CRM, business management, and ERP domain. The Sage Group offers the Sage Pro ERP for the retail sector. Ease of usage and lesser resource requirements are the advantages. Disadvantages include certain integration issues with the existing software or the business partner softwares and scalability issues. The next being Microsoft Dynamics. This is a part of the Microsoft companies or group company of Microsoft that provides the ERP solution for business organizations. Microsoft Dynamics offers its flagship product, the Microsoft Dynamics NAV ERP solution, that is used by retail organizations to manage their operations in an effective and efficient manner. Advantages in this context include attractive interface and ease of use. Disadvantages include security issues and scalability issues. Now let's take a look at the business implications of a retail ERP system. The business implications are immense indeed. As we've gathered after reading this particular chapter, in the contemporary business environment where liberalization, privatization, and globalization are the order of the day, most of the retail businesses around the world operate under fiercely competitive market conditions. Such competition has led to paper-thin or razor-thin margins in the sector. So if you notice, any particular errors in any of the retail operations can lead to losses and shutdowns. Therefore, in order to remain competitive, the retail organizations surviving on thin margins cannot afford the luxuries of systemic inefficiencies or delayed decision making. Both the activities, be it increasing efficiencies in the business process or the ability to take prudent decisions quickly, requires an inside out awareness of the business process. A retailer ought to know the complete picture that can indicate the true state of a retail business. So it's extremely obvious that there is a good amount of risk involved in this business, and thus requires a good amount of insights from the ERP system. The retail ERP system provides one-stop solutions for most retail information processing challenges by providing a comprehensive solution to managing a complex retail business. Thus, an ERP system helps the retailers manage their businesses in an effective and efficient manner by providing integrated and consistent information flow. So all the systems are working in tandem with each other, working in cognizance to provide the correct information in an effective and an efficient manner. So that's the reason why disparate systems are unified through the use of ERP. Therefore, it makes the task of keeping track of all the transactions a lot easier than before. A retail system, ERP system, allows automatic recording of transactions in a real-time kind of an environment. Let us now look at the major competitive benefits of using the ERP system in the modern day retail. These include the graphical user interface or GUI support, allows optimal utilization of the resources, reduction in the overhead and inventory, timely responsiveness, enterprise-wide solution, integrated work environment, easy scalability and adaptability, and knowledge transfer between industries. Well, in this manner, we've completed this particular topic about ERP, in which we've seen the basic components of ERP, we've seen certain drawbacks associated with the use of ERP, we've seen the primary and secondary advantages of using a specific retail application in ERP specific retail application, and we've also seen the major vendors of this particular system.